From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. A new report from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center shows undergrad enrollment is down 1.4% since last fall. It's the fifth straight year of declines for the undergrads, even though the number of graduate students is up. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at this.
For-profit colleges were hit the hardest this year, with enrollment down almost 15%. That's partly to do with big players in the industry, ITT Tech and Corinthian, closing their doors. But Victor Borden at Indiana University says there are two big factors pushing all enrollments down.
One is the dwindling in population of 18 to 22 years old as we get past the last baby boomlet and move to what is a trough in the population curve. And the second is the employment situation.
When there's low unemployment, like there is right now, job seekers find more education isn't necessary to get a job. Those who are going to school, according to the report, are being a bit more job conscious than before. Laura Owen is with American University's Education Department.
We see students who are aligning their college majors with expectations for jobs that will be open in those fields in the future.
Like in science, technology, and healthcare. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.